The area around the presidential palace and the army headquarters in Khartoum is the focus of intense fighting as the army and paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces, battle for control of Sudan. Many of the city's 6 million residents are trapped in their homes, with power outages, a lack of running water, and dwindling food supplies. They're angry that a 72-hour ceasefire for the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr hasn't held.
I want to say to the both sides, we are the civilians, we are the paying the price. We're not supposed to live in this situation. We are panicking. We are struggling. This is too much for us.
Both sides say they're aware of the impact on the Sudanese people. The commander of the Rapid Support Forces says he's asked the UN for help and has spoken to Secretary General Antonio Guterres about the humanitarian truce, safe passage of residents who want to leave, and the protection of aid workers. It's not easy to get a clear picture of the situation. The army says the RSF attacked a prison and released many of the inmates, but the RSF denies this and accuses soldiers of bombing residential areas. What is clear is that the United States and other countries are preparing for the evacuation of their citizens and embassy staff.
We have no higher priority than the safety and security of U.S. government personnel, their dependents, and private U.S. citizens abroad, and we have made very clear to both sides that any attacks, threats, or dangers posed to our diplomats are totally unacceptable.
For now, both sides seem determined to fight on, leaving millions of Sudanese fearing for their lives. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.